I'm standing with Kate_Day. You'll have to change your name, you know, because that's your Twitter name, and I guess more people know you as Kate_Day as they do Kate Day.
That's probably true. Yeah, quite a few people know it that way. Actually, Kate Day was free on Twitter when I joined Twitter, but because I was on Flickr and so many other places with an underscore, I decided it was just easier to keep the underscore.
Fair enough. Well, now you're known like that, so it's okay. What do you do?
I'm communities editor for The Telegraph, and I also blog about photography. And the blog allows me to do quite a lot of experimenting with pictures and video and multimedia storytelling, which is quite cool. And then I take that back into my communities editor role and try and help other journalists to use their audience to tell stories.
Now, there's still a lot of old school journalists that might frown at the word blog. Do you think that newspapers having blogs or having journalists like yourself blogging for newspapers is injecting some much needed credibility into the term blog?
Yeah, I think really we've hopefully pretty much gone past the phase of is blogging real journalism and it's seen as something different to writing a news article, but still journalism, just as writing a comment piece is different to writing a news article. So I think pretty much we're past that with blogging. I think there's still some resistance to using social media tools. That seems like the next thing that we've got to kind of embrace as a profession. But there are different, the more people that experiment and do new things, the more that gets accepted. And generally I find there's resistance from some old school journalists until they see just one of those tools being used well. And it's normally quite a small example, but if one of their colleagues, or even better, one of their competitors, uses those tools really well, they suddenly want to try it. They suddenly see uses for Twitter or Audioboo or blogging that they could get the word out and the story out in a slightly different way, and then they get excited. So it's just very much a tipping point scenario, and once they've done that, they often quickly want to own the whole process. So our US editor blogs, he likes taking his own pictures at events, putting them into his blog, he's tweeting, he's increasingly doing more and more because he started blogging and it was successful and he had a voice to talk directly to his readers. He really liked that.
So writers should effectively use words and image makers should effectively concentrate on their speciality if that's what they're comfortable doing and that's the tool they're happy to use.
Yeah, I think it's all about choosing the right tool for the story. And sometimes that might mean switching into a tool you're slightly less comfortable with. Sometimes it might mean asking someone else to help you and having a much more collaborative approach to telling a story, working with the photographer, explaining what you want to do with the words or with audio and trying to get them to help you, or the video guys. So it might be trying new things and trying new mediums, or it might just be collaborating more. And probably in reality, for most people, it's going to be a mixture of all of those things. Of course, if you spend your whole life taking photos, you're going to be pretty good at taking photos. There's no suggestion that everybody has to be perfect at everything, but it's about picking the tool that's right for you and right for your story, and then finding the best way to use it. And that might be with other people.
Brilliant. Kate, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.